One was Mitchell's Fish Market in Winter Park Village. They opened up 3 years ago, I think. I wasn't all that thrilled with it when it opened, but they've added some things to the menu, and they're showing a little bit more concern about the chain of custody of the food, which really kind of sounds like Law and Order sort of evidence. But this is a concern for seafood. We've heard in the last several years that what you are being served and they're calling snapper may not actually be snapper.
Right.
They're even DNA testing, which makes it sound even more like Law and Order. of course, it doesn't matter if the food isn't any good.
True.
But the fish that I was served was very nice. I had a grouper. It was called an island jerk grouper. And that's where I still have an issue. The seasonings really didn't communicate anything jerky about it. And so I think they need to do some adjustments there. But I had some other dishes, tuna poke, the lobster salad. Good stuff. And I think they're moving in the right direction.
Okay. Check one off the list. Where else did you revisit?
I went back to Chez Vincent. They're doing a brunch now. And I wanted to go check out the brunch. I'm really glad we're getting away from the mindset that brunch has to be this big, long trough of all you can cram entrees. And so
all you can cram.
Well, you
sounds
know,
so it's, graceful it's, coming well, from you, Scott.
It's just, you know, a big glut fest. And we really don't need to do that. You pay a set price, you go up there and you say, well, I got to get my money's worth. And so you just start shoving the food down your gullet.
So how does Chez Vincent do it?
A la carte. You order off a special menu.
What'd you have?
I had eggs Benedict, and the hollandaise sauce was just gorgeous and perfectly done, and the eggs were big and plump, and oh, it was so good.
Yum.
And I had a beef crepe that's, I'm not a really big fan of crepes, but this would make me a fan. It was really delicious, and potatoes and vegetables, and check out the brunch at Chez Vincent.
That sounds excellent. Any more places you gave a second or third look?
I visited Orlando's newest restaurant, which just celebrated its 20th anniversary.
Confused.
Well, I think we mentioned this about a year ago. What was formerly known as Del Frisco's Prime Steak and Lobster.
Yes.
Underwent a name change. And this was because, in a nutshell, 20 years ago, Russ Christner was allowed by his friend Dale Wamstead, who opened the first Del Frisco's in Dallas, to open up Del Frisco's in Winter Park. Those were the only two Del Frisco's that existed in the world. In the last 20 years, the Del Frisco's brand was sold, and they've started opening up around the country. And, of course, there had always been a bit of a separation for the Winter Park one because of that original agreement, which had a 20-year run.
Ah.
And so for the last year, the restaurant on Lee Road has been known as Christner's Del Frisco's. And then earlier this month, it became official. The name now is Christner's Prime Steak and Lobster. And that is the only thing that has changed about it. The ownership is still the same, the Christner family. The quality of the steaks is still the best in town, I think. There may be one or two I would put on the same level with it. They're allowed to keep using the same recipes for the side dishes and all. So it's the same, and so I think they're going to be just fine.
Thank you very much, Scott.
Thank you.